Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Big story to lead today. Parallel Systems closed a $100 million round. That cash gives them runway to keep building battery electric, software-controlled freight cars, but it doesn't shortcut the hard parts of rail deployment.
Exactly. Funding buys longer pilots and deeper safety engineering, but every step still runs through FRA oversight and corridor agreements. Track access and regulatory proof points will set the timetable, not the bank balance.
Switching to warehouses, Romark's Hazleton rollout is instructive. Dexery View is delivering real-time inventory visibility and an AI digital twin in production, and they're adding autonomous robots incrementally.
What's notable is the low disruption posture. They tied sensors and the twin into the WMS without ripping out workflows, so operations kept running while capabilities were layered on. That's a practical path to scale.
Looking ahead to CVPR 2026 in Denver, June 3rd to 7th, embodied AI and robotics will be center stage. Expect ambitious demos, but the confab will highlight a simple truth. Demos are easy. Deployment is the test.
Operators listening will be asking different questions than researchers. How does this integrate with safety, maintenance, and logistics tooling? How brittle is performance when you change a rack or a lighting condition?
On the factory floor, humanoid robots are starting to show ROI, where the task actually benefits from human-like form and dexterity. Think certain automotive and logistics sectors moving beyond gimmicks to production logic.
But that ROI is conditional. If humanoids can't match cycle time, part tolerance, or consistent quality compared with established automation, their cost can't be justified. Output quality determines economics.
In the warehouse manipulation space, Locus's Nexera buy matters. Folding NeuroGrasp into the Locus array signals a push toward integrated mobile manipulation. More than nav, now hands and whole arm behaviors.
Integration is where it will live or die. Live warehouses throw varied SKUs, occlusion, irregular grasps, and power cycles at the system. Gripper versatility and adaptable perception will be the differentiators.
Lightwheel's $100 million quarter points to another shift. Customers are buying capacity, not experiments. Order books suggest the bottleneck has moved downstream to orchestration, simulation fidelity, and deployment tooling.
That creates demand for better synthetic data, higher fidelity digital twins, and test beds that replicate messy real floors. If you can't simulate the long tail, you won't scale without costly field fixes.
What's tying these stories together is a move from single system novelty to systems engineering. Capital, software depth, and integration work are the new competitive axes across rail, warehouses, and factories.
And capital matters differently now. Big rounds like Parallels let teams staff up, run longer pilots, and build safety cases. But they don't confer access to tracks or instant standard approvals. Political and procedural hurdles remain.
There are practical intersections, too. A Romark-style digital twin combined with Locus-style manipulation could raise throughput and utilization, but only if network latency, power provisioning, and edge compute are reliable.
From the research side, CVPR needs to push longer-run benchmarks. Publish how systems behave after days and weeks, not just five-minute demos. Ops care about mean time between failures and maintenance overhead.
Synthesis. The industry is pivoting from proving feasibility to proving operability. Funding rounds and M&A by time and tech depth, but the ultimate filters are operations, regulation, and the downstream infrastructure that keeps these systems running.
That's our roundup for today. We'll be tracking those pilots, the CVPR signals, and any testing corridors that open up. Thanks for listening. I'm Sadal Tager.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.